Welcome back to the Sundance Reel. We are broadcasting live from Whole Foods today, and you're listening to KPCW Park City. Sitting here with us now are a couple of the folks from the film Princess. We're speaking with the director, Tali Shalom Azer, and Ori Pfeffer, who's one of the lead actors in this film. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So give us kind of the overview of this film. You've definitely taken on a really tough subject.
Yes, it is. It's an emotionally tough film. It's about a girl, a 12-year-old girl, that lives with her mom. Her mom is a workaholic, so she stays away from home a lot. So this girl spends most of the time with this guy, with Michael, playing Ori Pfeffer, and he's her stepdad. Mm-hmm. And these guys share a very emotional relationship. They love each other, they're very attached to each other, but this relationship moves into a dangerous territory.
Right. Right.
Fantastic. And so you have kind of three main characters in the film?
Yes, you can say four.
Okay.
Because we have the girl, and there is the mother, the stepdad, and the girl meets Alain, another character, a boy.
Fantastic.
Who looks a lot like the girl,
yeah,
which makes things very...
Yeah, they're almost identical.
Right.
Almost.
I'm just curious, how did you cast that?
It was a challenge.
Yeah.
It took me like a whole year to cast them. I cast the girl, and after that I was looking for the boy, and actually I ran into him in the street.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
No kidding. So you're out chores one day and you spot this boy.
Exactly.
And that is the girl.
Yeah, I took out... No. First I cast the girl.
But then I met him
and I was like, I took out my iPhone and I told him, listen, you have a twin. I need you for my movie.
What did he think? And his family?
He's not an actor.
Right.
So he said, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not an actor. I don't want to do that. I'm not interested in films. And then I told, okay, so just please introduce me to your mother. I want to meet your parents, okay? And then he said, well, fine. And after he read the script, he felt so much attached to this project. He really wanted to do it. And
really?
So how do you work with such young actors in such difficult roles?
Also, with the older actors, it's not very easy.
Right.
You know, because this film really explores sexual dynamic in the family. And it's something that it took us... it was a long process of rehearsals.
Right.
And I think something special that Tali did was to get us in a room for about 2-3 months and go back to the basics of doing, like, acting exercises of trust and exploration. And by the time we got to the set, we were like this close-knit family that we had enough trust to cope with the subject and be prepared for it and not to have any, like, you know, issues
sure.
about doing it. But I think the process really enabled us to have the courage to go through with those tough subjects.
Right.
I'm so fortunate.
And of course, working with non-actors, you know, for them to teach them how to, like, trust and how to explore their own imagination and bring that in and translate it into the work, you know.
Is there a benefit at times with working with a non-actor in this?
I was looking for actors.
Okay.
Like this parts really take a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I need a lot. When I chose Ori, the first thing, I really was looking for an amazing actor. But with the kids, you don't really... there are no too many, like, experience.
Right. And okay. So limited experience.
It's very psychological. It takes a lot from them to understand what they're doing and to explore that. And I was fortunate enough to get such an amazing and open actors to do that.
In dealing with a subject like this, were there surprises or were there situations where you felt maybe they were going too far? Or how do you manage an adult-child relationship like this?
You know, funny enough, and that's like, it's almost like apologies that I have to do to Ori, because I was all the time focusing on the girl. She has to feel okay. I have to protect her, and all the time we find, how do you feel now? Is that okay for you? These are the boundaries. We're going to do that.
Right.
You know, and some of the scenes they're dealing with sexuality, it's very technical almost. Like, you tell, you're going to do that and that. And Ori, sometimes just because he's such an amazing actor, I didn't pay a lot of attention to how he's going through. And I remember in the most difficult scene, I saw him really close to tears. And then I said, oh my God, Ori, I'm so sorry for not thinking about you. You're a man, but still you're a human being.
No, but she's right. You're right. Totally focused on the kids. And but she was the kid actor, Sheila Haas, was so incredible in that every single scene. She would be like, I'm totally fine. This is because she's a child. And to her, it's this experience. She doesn't see the whole thing.
Right.
You know, we see little bits and parts. So we take it on as a game of that specific scene. It's only when you see the movie, you know, start to finish, you get that.
In that full arc.
Yeah.
You begin to see.
She's not a child. But, like, she's 17. She was 17 when we
17.
Shot the film. Yeah, now she's 19.
Okay.
That was also a challenge to find older,
a young looking, okay,
yeah, teenagers that look.
She plays a 12-year-old girl.
Yes,
she looks like she's 10 years old.
Okay. In the movie,
okay,
yeah.
Literally in life too. You know, she's underdeveloped in a way, but it's just she's beautiful and all.
Right.
But,
oh yeah. Okay. Is she here?
Yeah,
here in attendance for the film? Is this your first time here?
Here in Sundance, yeah, the first time. So happy and excited to be here.
That's
honestly
fantastic.
Because I love the films that come out from Sundance.
Yeah.
It's for me such an honor. And also, you know, I tell this story not in the traditional way, because I tell the story from internal point of view and also external point of view. And I feel that the audience in Sundance, they are open enough for these kind of stories. And
yeah.
So glad.
Yeah, this is the right venue for that, for launching that.
So have you taken on, you know, sort of these tough issues like this before in films? What was your motivation for this specific story?
My previous film also dealt with this kind of sexuality between people. Yeah, I'm very fascinated about sexuality in general.
Fantastic. We have to start wrapping up. I think we're about out of time. But will you be at some of the screenings that are coming out? And tell us when you premiere.
Yeah, I'll be at the screenings, of course, all of us.
Yeah, we're going to be there for Q&A.
Yeah, the actors, the DOP, the producer, the whole team, we're here.
And the premiere is tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow at 8:30.
At Prospector Square, and then it'll be shown 4 additional times around the area.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, director Talia Shalom is here, and actor Ori Pfeffer from the film Princess. It's a World Cinema Dramatic Competition entry, and you're first, and that's fantastic.
Thanks.
And we want to know that when we do this, every year we do 5 or 6 guests, and at least 1 or 2 win an award.
All right. We'll take those odds.
I probably just snake bit the whole thing, but we just had to throw
knock
that
on
out
wood.
There. Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much
around
for having us.
Enjoy Park City.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break for some underwriters and sponsors. You're listening to KPCW Sundance Reel. We'll be back with one more director, Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai of Asarali, the film Meru. A documentary, fantastic film. It's the Sundance Reel. Stay tuned.
American Roots on KPCW is proudly supported by Donna Van Buren of Greater Park City Properties, managing HOAs in Park City, Canyons, and Deer Valley for 30 years. Greater Park City Properties can be reached at hoa@greaterparkcityproperties.com.
Hello, this is David Brancaccio. Join me for the Marketplace Morning Report at 6:51 and 7:51 a.m. here on KPCW, bringing you the morning business news for the rest of us in the time that takes you to savor your first cup of joe. Marketplace Morning Report is, I think, a useful way to start your day. That's the Marketplace Morning Report, weekday mornings here on 91.9 and 88.1 FM KPCW.
Brought to you in part by Park City Mountain Resort, Cushman & Wakefield Commerce Commercial Real Estate, and Canyons Resort.